Jesus speaks about the kingdom of God in today's gospel, how it grows gradually, just like seed that's planted in the ground, grows gradually and mysteriously, wonderfully, amazingly, and sprouts beautiful fruit. And it's an amazing God's creation. But God does the same thing in the church in the world, and advancing the church and its growth, and bringing more souls into the church, but also the kingdom of God in our hearts, in our spiritual life, and in our own lives. God is the one who makes things prosper and grow, and makes us grow holy, and makes the church grow. But of course, we have to do our part. God depends on us to do our part, to evangelize the church, to bring souls to the faith, to increase the church in the understanding of the church. And so we have preaching, and we have missionaries, we have this work that we must do, or else it won't grow. And the same thing in our spiritual life. We have to clear the ground. We have to get rid of sin. We have to get rid of occasions of sin. We have to get rid of bad company and all the things that stunt the growth of God, God's grace in our hearts and our holiness. And we plant the seed. We read. We go to Mass. We receive Holy Communion. And then God does the work. He makes us holy at His pace, not right away. We're always surprised. You know, we go to confession and commit the same sins. We commit the same faults over and over many times, and we don't seem to always grow. But if we are continuing to make that effort to grow in our faith, to study, to go to Mass, and to pray regularly, and to root out all sin, we will grow, and we will gain merit. And even if we don't see the virtues, we see our faults, even then, you know, there's merit there, because we're struggling against our sinfulness, and that gains us merit. St. Therese of the Child Jesus was always saying that about the other sisters. You can look at the other sisters and see their faults and see how that they're not as good as other sisters. But she said they might even be the better ones, because they're struggling against their faults. They're praying, and they're sorry, and they go to confession, and they make acts of contrition. And they may look worse than the others, but they may be better. And that's true in our own life. We have to be patient with ourselves and our lack of appearing progress. As long as we're struggling and we're striving hard, and our sins can be stepping stones as well. We can make mistakes and commit sins, commit faults, and become better by contrition and sorrow. It's kind of like you spill something, you drop something, you spill it, make a mess, and you clean it all up, and it's cleaner than the place is cleaner than it was before. We make it better, and that's definitely true with our sins. We can keep using them as stepping stones and not get sad over them, but to improve, grow, go to confession, make acts of contrition, become better, make resolutions for reform. But in the end, it's God that does the work at His pace. And if we got better through every act of virtue that we tried to do, and we got better, and we got better proportionally to what we did, we might become proud. And so God doesn't let us grow in virtue sometimes, and leaves us in our faults sometimes to keep us humble, to make us realize that we depend on God for everything, even our life of holiness. We depend on God for the actuation of it all. But we do what we're supposed to do. We do our duties, we say our prayers, and we keep coming to Mass, keep coming to Holy Communion, keep praying, and keep depending on God and Our Lady to do the work, to actualize our holiness and virtue. And we just be patient, we trust in God, we wait for God, and we persevere and leave everything else to God, because it is all God's work in us and in the world, in the church. We just are useless servants. We do what we're supposed to do, and then God will reward us. So let us find our joy in God and what he does in the world and in us.
Christus.